Blog Talk Radio.
Today is March the 7th, 2011. What a day. It is no longer in the morning. I had started my conversation with God this morning, and now it's in the afternoon. It's about 1 something in the afternoon. And it's like my recording equipment is like giving full, or something can't upload to Blog Talk. And so I put it aside to figure out how I was going to record this. And then I started doing other things. I mean, you know how you just got so many things going on, and then you just stop what you were doing and go do something else, and then do something else. And then I just did so much today, and then I realized, oh my God, I didn't even finish what I started this morning. And so I'm finishing this up. And so God gave me 1 Thessalonians 3:8, and he gave me that after I got up this morning, and I said, Lord, I had like maybe 2 hours of sleep, because I didn't go to bed until about 6 o'clock this morning. And so I said, Lord, I just felt so like he's here. I mean, I just feel like I'm just a part of God, you know, which I am, but, you know, just to really feel that. And I just love this way I've been feeling. And I like got up this morning, I said, well, Lord, what are we going to talk about today? You know, and then I just start praising him and saying, Lord, thank you for this and that. And I just start talking to him and thanking him and claiming my I am. And then I was just like, felt so giggly, like, okay. I just feel like you're just so bright here and that I'm just like meshed into you. And I just feel like I'm just expanded. I just feel like I'm everything. And that's how I feel. Like I'm just everything. And that's true state anyway. And so it's like, okay, well, what are we going to talk about today? And so I closed my eyes, and then I saw the verse that he gave me, and it was 1 Thessalonians 3:8. So I got my Bibles out, and I looked, and it was one sentence, and it says, for now we live, if ye stand fast to the Lord. And that totally matched what I was saying to the Lord about how I just felt so great and so free and so light and just like I just feel like I'm just in him and that his presence is just all around me and I just feel so connected and I was talking about that this morning and this verse totally matches that. For now we live if ye stand fast to the Lord. So I'm going to just read what I wrote down because I wrote a couple of pages, so I'm just going to read what I wrote down so I won't go off and lose my place again like I normally do. So I'm just going to read. When I talked to God this morning, I mentioned how good I feel and how it seems like I'm meshed with him, like I'm him, just free and light and happy. I feel like God is always present here with me, like we're not separate but meshed together. I was thanking God for being there always, for forgiving me and how happy I am and how free I feel. I asked him if he had a message for me. He gave me 1 Thessalonians 3:8. It's one sentence, but as you can see, it relates to my gratitude. As long as I stay firm in my belief, I will continue to live life as it is meant to be lived, free, joyful, happy, fun, light as one with God, feeling his presence always. Melting into him and not feeling separate, but connected. Imagine if we all had such a connection with God, there would be love and peace here, laughter, fun, freedom for all. Just living in joy in the presence of God in each life. That is truly heaven on earth. What I feel each day throughout the day is peace and freedom. I really can't explain how I feel. I feel, you know, I'm light, apart from everything, connected, free, expanded. It's a feeling that must be personally experienced. if everybody had this oneness, actually, I mean, if everybody had this oneness actively, I say that because we're all one, but not actively living as such, or knowing living as one. Separation is what we live. If all were to live this oneness consciously, what a totally different world this would be. Instantly, love would do it. Love would do it. As soon as humans understand and grasp what love is not, they would seek true love and find it within. Love is the key. Love would solve everything that we see outside of love for solutions. God is love. God is love. Jesus loved us and showed us what love is. There is no greater example than what the only begotten Son of God lived. He, Jesus, walked in love, walked in light, and lived the power of God. Just as God's message to me, be love, be light, walk in the power of God. This is how we are to live our lives. As we do this, we are connected to God in such a way, freedom, peace, joy, love, and oneness is our reward here in the midst of all that's going on. There is a saying, let no one steal your joy. No matter what happens, peace and joy is found in the presence of God. The presence of God is within you, not outside of you. You will know when you are outside of you, when you recognize that you are, step back within and again feel the presence of God. Bask in His light, love, joy, and peace. Feel the freedom. Live it, love it, be. And that's what I wrote. Because when we are inside of ourselves, I mean, we are love. We are love. And when we love ourselves, and the only way you're going to love yourself truly is to get to know yourself. Go within and communicate with you. Communicate with your high aspect. Communicate with the truth of who you are. Get to know your great I am. Get to know that part of you that lives within that shell that you walk around in. Because without that part of you, you wouldn't even be alive. So get to know that part of you because that is who you are. And once you get to know that part and become friends with that part and understand that part and learn that part, my God, it's going to be amazing. I mean, and you're going to be wondering, what took me so long? My God, you are who I've been searching for in relationships, in friendships, with coworkers, in partying, with strangers, in food, going out, going on trips. I mean, I've been searching for you everywhere, in every activity. I've been searching for you. And you've been in me all this time. You were always within me, and I've been looking outside at all these different activities and people, and no wonder I have not been totally fulfilled. No wonder I kept feeling like there's something that I was still missing, and I would just eat more, or go on more trips, or take more time off, or work more, or hang out more, or gather more friends, or have more relationships, maybe two or three at the same time. Thinking that I needed something to fulfill something. I remember when I was searching. I didn't know what I was searching for. I knew I was missing something. I didn't know what it was, but I knew that no matter what I did, which I didn't really do much, but whatever I did and whatever I adventured out and tried, nothing fulfilled me. Nothing. It was something missing. No matter what I did, no matter what trip I went on, I would have some joy doing it or going there, if at all, but then I was not fulfilled. And then after the trip is over, it's like you're right back where you were. So there was still, that wasn't it. The trip didn't do it. Now, if I went on that trip, came back fulfilled, and stayed fulfilled, then the trip did it. But nothing did it for me. It was only something temporary that satisfied me to a point. But I was searching for total satisfaction. I was searching for something that would feel so good, nothing mattered. And I didn't know what that was, but let me tell you, when I found it, oh my gosh, I would trade this in for nothing. I was searching for me. I was searching for me. So when I found out that it was me I was searching for, I was in tears because I was mistreating me. I was disrespecting me. I was not loyal to me. I was dishonest to me. I was not treating me like my best friend. I was not treating me like I loved me. And when I realized that everything that I was missing, everything that I was wanting to experience was within me, I had to turn within and love me. I had to turn within and get to know me, understand me. And then I had to learn about my shadow, because we all have that shadow. And people try to tell us, the shadow's bad, the shadow's this, the shadow destroys you. The shadow was created by us. We create that shadow for protection, to protect us from hurt, from pain, from all the bad things, keep us from experiencing pain again, and that's why we create our shadow. So our shadow does its job, and it does it well. So don't hate your shadow. I used to tell my shadow to go back to heaven. I used to tell my shadow to get away, get out of my life. That's not the way to treat your shadow. Your shadow is a part of you. So I had to learn to understand my shadow. So I had a conversation with my shadow, and I said, show me. Show me what you're protecting me from. Just show me so I can understand. And when my shadow showed me, I could not stop crying. Oh, my God, I was like wailing. I mean, wailing. I was crying so hard and wailing. And, oh, my God, you would think somebody just died in my arms or something. I was wailing. My shadow was protecting me from so much pain. Oh, my God, I experienced so much pain and trauma in my life that I had forgotten all about. I had experienced, you know how you experience so much trauma, you just black it out and don't even remember anymore? Well, I had experienced so much trauma that my shadow was protecting me from anything that could bring that back up. And that's why I don't remember it to this day, because my shadow did an excellent job protecting. And how do you know? Why was I crying? Because I intuitively felt it. I was able to feel the pain. I was able to feel what my shadow was showing me. It's that intuitive thing, that spiritual thing. And my God, I'm glad I don't remember what it was. And I don't even want to know what it was. But it was serious. What my shadow was protecting me from was so serious. And I am just thankful. And I thank my shadow, I thanked him, and I said, you know, I am so grateful that you've been protecting me all this time, and now I want you to know that I am ready. I am ready to step into the plan that God has for me, and I'm ready to step into that fear and overcome that fear, and I thank you, and I'm giving you a new job. Your responsibility is to keep protecting me, keep watching over me, but I make the choice. I make the final decision. You can bring things to me to warn me about. I will look at it. I will talk to the Father, and I will step forward in faith in His protection know that your job is to continue to bring things to my attention, but know that I make the final decision. You don't make the decision. You bring it to my attention. You continue to watch over me and protect me, and you bring things to my attention, and then I make the final decision. Because I'm ready to step out of the box, step into whatever fears that are blocking me. I'm ready to step into them, and with the power of God on me, and with God's guidance and God's protection, I am ready to step into them and overcome them. And I thank you for your assistance. I thank you for watching over me, and I want you to continue to do that, but in a different way, in a way that you bring it to my attention, and then you step back, and I make the final decision. And so that's the agreement that we made. And maybe only once I had to remind my shadow, you know, hey, wait a minute, backseat. Thank you, backseat. I make the final decision. I probably only had to do that maybe once. I don't think it was twice, maybe just once since then. But my God, love your shadow. Respect your shadow. Don't let people tell you to ignore your shadow or treat it bad or think it's something bad, because it's not. It is a part of you, and you are not bad. You created that shadow for your protection. So you love your shadow, and you just give your shadow another job to do. You gave your shadow that job to protect you from hurt and pain and everything else that's going to cause hurt and pain. That's what it's doing. It's doing an excellent job. So love your shadow. Understand your shadow. Have a conversation with your shadow and find out what your shadow is protecting you from, and then give your shadow another assignment. That's what I did, and that's what we should do, because that's the assignment you gave it, and it's doing a very good job. So don't hate your shadow. You know, don't ignore your shadow. Don't try to be in denial. We all have a shadow. So don't be in denial of having one. Respect your shadow and love your shadow. And so that's all I want to say about it. I just came up with that. But anyway, it just came to my mind about different parts of us. So I'm just, you know, my shadow is working better with me. And I love my shadow, you know, and I'd be thanking it when that fear, I had that fear of being rejected and, you know, stepping out there. And because the things I do are very ancient. I mean, 5 years ago, people didn't understand when I was doing it, maybe a couple of people. But majority of the people, it just like went over their head. They even told me it was like sounded very interesting, but it was over their head. Or it was like, oh, man, that's just too deep. I don't think I want to step into that. And people just weren't ready, because a lot of people are afraid of change. And what I do, you will have an instant change in your life. I mean, you will go from one life directly into a brand new one. And that's how powerful the healing idea is. I mean, you will leave that life and go into a brand new one, one that's in alignment with what you came here to do, in alignment with what you desire deeply within your soul to do. And that, and it doesn't happen in months. A week, it happens immediately. As soon as you say yes, that energy goes out, and it goes out to switch your life up and put you on a brand new path. It doesn't waste time. It's hanging over you, waiting for you to say yes. And when you say yes, that energy ticks off, and that path is lined out for you. That path is laid out precisely. And it's laid out in layers. You know, you experience this, and then you pass that, and you experience this layer, and then that layer, and it lasts your entire life. Your life will go up from that day forward. You will be going forward. As long as you follow that energy flow, your life will take you forward, and you'll be living the life of your dreams. You'll be living the life that you came here to experience. And don't be surprised if what you thought you wanted to experience ended up not being what you wanted to experience. Because when you're on this path is what your soul came here to experience. It's what your soul wants to accomplish. It's what you came here in the first place to do. And a lot of us don't remember what we came here to do. So we be having all these different things. Oh, I want to do this. Oh, I want to do that. And then a lot of times we find out that when we're on that path, it don't feel as good. It don't be quite right. We don't be totally happy or free. You know, and so you might find out that when you're on this path, that's not what you wanted to do. That path's going to take you where you really want to go, and it may be totally different from what you thought you wanted. And you're going to find yourself so happy and so free because the path you're going to be on is the path that is true for you, and it matches your vibration, and it's in alignment with who you are. And that is what's so great about it. And that scared people, because some people's like, oh, man, you know, they think they're going to lose their spouse, or they're going to lose their job, or whatever they be thinking. They were just scared to make any change. They didn't know what was going to come, and they was afraid of what was going to come. But that's the whole thing. I call it a magical journey, because you don't know what that path is going to bring you. But whatever it brings you is for your good. It's for your best. It's so that you can break away from everything that is stopping you from enjoying your best life. That's what that energy does. It stops you. It just gets you out of it. Like one lady, before I even did her healing ceremony, she kept calling me and said, did you do it yet? Did you do it yet? I said, no, not yet. I said, why do you keep asking me? She said, because people who I thought was going to be in my life forever are leaving my life. I said, let them leave. I said, you're being prepared to receive your full healing. Let them leave, because there are people that are holding you back from living the life that you came here to live. So let them go. And she said, I am letting them go, but it's just so surprising because I really thought it was going to be with me forever, and they leaving on their own, and I thought it was, I ain't doing anything. I said, don't worry about it. Let them go. They're supposed to leave. Because you're evolving, you're moving forward, and they don't want to move forward. So they're getting out of your life because they know that you're going forward, and they're just, voluntarily leaving. So let them leave. Don't try to hold on to them, and don't call them back. Don't try to get them back. Let them go. So she did. And that's how the energy works. If there's something or someone in your life that is blocking you from living the life you want to live, the energy is going to push it out the way. It's going to somehow push it out the way. And it's happened in my life, and thank God it did. But if you try to hold on to something that the energy is trying to push out of your life, you're going to stagnate the energy. And if you keep on fighting against the energy, the situation is going to get worse for you, because the energy is going to stop. I mean, it's just going to stop, because it's going to sit there and say, okay, she don't want to flow, so we just sit here and wait until she decides to flow. And you may not know what's going on, just notice that things aren't moving anymore, and then you stay in a situation that wasn't good for you, and that situation may start getting worse and worse and worse. Then you're going to be wondering, what's going on? What happened? It's because you blocked the energy. It's because you wanted to hold on to something that really wasn't working for you, that was holding you back, and you decided to keep it in your life. I mean, you have a choice. The energy is not going to make you choose to flow. The energy is going to show you what needs to come out of your life, and it's going to make the way for it to come out. You have the choice to keep it or let it go. And if you decide to keep something that is really holding you back, the energy can't do anything but sit there and wait until you decide to move forward. That happened with one of my clients. He wanted to try to control the energy. And when he tried to control it instead of flowing with it, it stopped. And the way he described it was something like, I felt like I had the key to the door, and it worked. And then that same key would no longer work in that same door. It's like no matter how I turned it, how I put it in, it just wouldn't work anymore. And I said, were you trying to control the energy? Well, I just wanted to know what was going on, what was coming ahead. And I said, you can't do that. That's why it's a magical journey. Just go with the flow of the energy. Don't try to control where it's going. Don't try to know ahead of time where it's going to take you. Just flow with it. If something says, get up and go to the store, you don't really want anything, you don't know what you're going to get, just get up and go to the store. It may be somebody that you're going to meet. It may be an energy exchange that you need to make, whether you know it or not. A lot of times when I'm just told to go to the store, I go, and I'm like, I don't know why, man. I don't want nothing. I'm walking all around the store, looking around there. I go, grab this, grab that. Don't want nothing I'm grabbing. Go to the cashier. The total number comes to a vibrational number that activates another level in me. So whatever I grabbed was a total number that I needed for an activation within my spirit, Or it could be the line that I go in. Or I could end up being in line and then meet somebody and we say a few words, and maybe I click something on in that person, or that person clicks something in me. You don't know why. You're told to go to the store. We're told to do things. Just follow the flow of the energy. It's always a reason. Whether you understand the reason or not, it's always a reason. And so that's the type of healing I was doing. I was doing that deep-rooted healing. You know, I would do a ancient ceremony on you, and then whatever you want to experience in your life, and then I would do that ceremony, and then it would go deep down in your roots and go down in there and find out the cause of everything in your life that's blocking you from the life you want to live, and it pulls all that stuff up, and it sets you on a journey. It sets you on a journey where that stuff will come to your attention. You can see it. You can clear it. You can acknowledge it. Yeah, acknowledge it first. Acknowledge where it came from and clear it. Because a lot of that stuff that's down in your roots, it could come from childhood stuff. It comes from traumas. It could come from a past life. It comes from everywhere. But it'll come up and you find yourself thinking about something you thought you forgot about. I mean, it's in your subconscious. So that stuff in your subconscious is going to start pouring out of you. And you find yourself, like, maybe edgy, or you might find yourself touchy, or all kinds of stuff from the past that you thought you forgot be coming up. And you're like, why is that coming up? You just have to stop and say, okay, I haven't thought about that in 15 years. And see, why am I thinking about that? You know, that must still be, you know, I buried that, but I didn't get over it. You just buried it in your subconscious. You never cleared it. You never really got over it. You just stuffed it in your subconscious to not deal with it and to put it out of your sight. But it was still there. And by it still being there, it was still a running program within your subconscious. And that running program was causing things to happen in your life, like a pattern. And so that healing will bring that stuff out of you so that you can clear it. You can recognize it. Remember where it came from. And if you don't remember where it came from, recognize it being there and clear it. And that's the whole process. And when you start clearing that stuff out of your subconscious, your life will start changing. Things will start moving for you. You're going to go and start, it's going to speed. The easier you are following the energy, the faster the changes are made. But the changes start immediately. Just like the lady that kept calling me. When she said yes to the healing, that yes, boom, they get to work. Just saying yes, just agreeing, then the energy starts working for you. And then you get prepared. Like one person, the one that started controlling things, he was getting prepared with his diet. He said he started eating just vegetables and fruits, and he stopped eating a lot of meats and dry cooked food. He just started going like vegetarian all of a sudden. I said, well, just keep on doing it. The spirits probably want you to clean out, you know, to get your system cleared out and, you know, get your system, like, get your organs flushed and blah, blah, blah. They're preparing you. So just do what it says. Just keep on following it. So everybody's different. It depends on what needs to go on in your life for this energy to start working for you at its best. And that's what he had to do. Like, she had to get people out of her life, people had to get out of her life, and then he had to change his diet. The changes start right away. It starts right away. But once that ceremony is done, my God, it starts flooding. But it's awesome. I mean, I've done it on myself several times. And I haven't done it in a while, but I've done it on myself, and it's powerful. Now I can just say what I want to express. I can say, I want blah, 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 and then boom. I got it. I mean, and I have lucid dreaming. I'll dream something, and whatever I dreamt would happen that day or the very next day. So it's just so much stuff going on, and I'm just an intuitive person, and people say, you should be teaching this stuff. I said, teach it. How am I going to teach something when I do it intuitively? And so when I hear these teleconferences and hear these people doing their workshops and speaking, and, oh, my time's almost up, my goodness. But when I hear them speaking, I'm like, that's the same stuff I do. But I don't put what I do in words. And I don't go through all those steps. I just get in it and do it. Because I'm now the meditation. I am the meditation. So I don't have to go through all those steps that they be telling you to go through. I just say I'm going in it, and boom, I'm in it. How you teach that? But anyway, my time is up. I must go. So I enjoy having this time with you. And I will talk to you next time. And remember, be love, be light, and walk in the power of God. And we love you, and God loves you, and love yourself.
SOSGT.com. To download the patch update, request...